Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Jake Cutter here, your friendly neighborhood brain whisperer, back with another dose of brain boost. Quick creative fixes. Today, we're diving into something super important, self-care. I know, it sounds a little cliche, but stick with me. We're not talking about bubble baths and face masks, so those are great. We're going deep, folks, exploring how prioritizing your well-being can seriously level up your mental game. Because let's be honest, in today's world, we're constantly bombarded with demands, work deadlines, social pressures, that endless scroll on our phones. Ever feel like you're running on fumes? Like there's just not enough hours in the day to get everything done and still have some energy left for yourself. You know the feeling when your mind is racing, your to-do list is a mile long, and you're just one cup of coffee away from hitting burnout mode? Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the thing. Neglecting your mental health isn't an option. It's like trying to run a car on empty, eventually things are going to sputter and break down. That's why self-care is not a luxury, it's a necessity. Think of it as fuel for your mind, body, and soul. So, what does true self-care actually look like? Let's break it down into 5 key takeaways that you can start implementing right now. 1. Mindful movement. We're not talking about grueling workouts or marathon training sessions. I'm talking about finding movement that feels good for you, a brisk walk in nature, a yoga flow, dancing like nobody's watching in your living room, I go to. Even just stretching to loosen up those tight muscles. Movement isn't just about physical health, it releases endorphins, reduces stress, and clears mental clutter. 2. Recharge rituals. We all need our downtime, a chance to unplug, decompress, and recharge. This could be anything from cuddling up with a good book, listening to your favorite music, taking a hot bath, or simply spending time in silence. Whatever helps you hit the reset button. Remember, it's not about being constantly on. 3. Connection counts. Human beings are social creatures, and we thrive on connection. Make time for meaningful conversations with loved ones, join a club or group that aligns with your interests, or simply reach out to a friend you haven't talked to in a while. Remember, genuine connections are essential for our well-being. 4. Nourish your body. What you put into your body directly impacts how you feel. Prioritize whole and processed foods, fruits, veggies, lean protein, and healthy fats. Stay hydrated, ditch the sugary drinks, and treat your body like the amazing temple it is. 5. Give yourself grace. This one is crucial. Be kind to yourself. Everyone makes mistakes, has bad days, and faces challenges. Don't beat yourself up over setbacks. Acknowledge your feelings, learn from your experiences, and keep moving forward. Self-compassion is a superpower. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at work, facing a mountain of emails, feeling the pressure mounting. You've been pushing through, fueled by caffeine and sheer willpower. Suddenly, your brain starts to feel foggy, your focus dwindles, and frustration sets in. Sound familiar? That's when it's time to hit the self-care button. Maybe you step away for a quick walk outside, breathing in some fresh air and soaking up a few rays of sunshine. Or perhaps you take 5 minutes to practice some deep breathing exercises, calming your mind and centering yourself. Even a short break can make a world of difference, allowing you to return to your work feeling refreshed and re-energized. That's the power of self-care. It doesn't have to be grand gestures. Even small acts of kindness towards yourself can have a profound impact on your mental well-being. Remember, prioritizing your mental health is not selfish. It's an investment in your overall happiness and success. So go ahead and give yourself permission to recharge, reconnect, and refocus. Your mind, body, and soul will thank you for it. Alright folks, that's a wrap for today's episode of Brain Boost. Quick creative fixes. Remember those 5 key takeaways: mindful movement, recharge rituals, connection counts, nourish your body, and give yourself grace. Now, go out there and make self-care a non-negotiable part of your daily routine. And don't forget to share this episode with your friends and family who might benefit from a little brain boost. Until next time, stay curious, stay creative, and keep those minds firing on all cylinders.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.